Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Indianola YMCA, Heather Heelan, about their fall activities.
The fall is here. School is starting. Lots of stuff starting back up. The YMCA also has a lot of stuff going on. Talk a little bit about what the Y has going on this fall.
We do. We are always excited to kick off our fall season. First, I'm going to note that while we are closing down on summer, we have this awesome aquatics area over here. So swim safety is important year-round, and we do offer swim lessons year-round here at the Y. So we do have a new swim lesson course. Coordinator, somebody who's specifically overseeing swim lessons, and we're really excited to kick off the fall season. She's going to be adding some more private lessons. We have adult lessons. We have water babies where moms and dads can take their little tots into the pool and start getting them comfortable and confident around water and start learning those water safety skills at a very young age. We also have our youth programs that we kick off. So we have soccer, registrations open for basketball, youth basketball. We are also doing some day camps during year-round. Irving School has their fall break coming up. So we offer some day camps during that time frame. That way kids can be creative, they can still be active, have things happening while school's out. Anyway, what other programs do we have going on? We have our tumbling, we have a cheer program that goes on. So lots of exciting things kick off in the fall.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like there's so much stuff for kids, and I know there's some programs for adults as well to try and get maybe some older adults ready or just kind of some athletic classes. Talk about what is there for people who maybe aren't sure of what they can do as far as joining other people to work out a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, here at the Y, we do offer visitor passes, guest passes. So a member can bring a guest with them every time they come. Their guest would be limited to 3 visits at no charge. But while they're here, we strongly encourage them to maybe check out online our website or our app ahead of time if there's any schedules classes that they'd be interested in trying out. We have yoga. We have a really awesome active older adult class that happens Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. And, you know, it's a huge loved class, great instructors. It's for that senior population where they get a good workout. They get an opportunity to have a wonderful social gathering with friends. We do have some medical programming classes that are also happening. We have a water class that happens between noon and 1 each day that's pretty popular. So the aqua therapy, aqua classes are a great way to, I guess, still feel like it's summer, right? And get a great workout because of the resistance and less impact. So it's a really, really nice workout without having hardness probably on your body.
Well, I know one of the things that the Y's mission is that it is for everyone, and that has been a big push that the Y's been trying to make sure that everybody knows is, hey, this is an opportunity for everyone. So, you know, if I'm maybe on the fence or maybe I think I can't afford it, what should I do when I come on into the Y and I'm interested in looking for a membership?
Very good. If somebody's interested in financial assistance, we do have financial assistance specialists that will have a short interview with you. You provide income verification. They'll try to make sure that the rate is affordable and it fits into your budget. We also offer financial assistance for, say, somebody doesn't really want to be a member, but they understand the importance of swim safety and want to make sure that their child or themselves knows how to swim. We also offer financial assistance for program members that are just wanting to participate in programs. They also go through the same process. But all in all, they can just stop by out the Welcome Center, or if they have any phone call, they can phone call us. If they have any questions, we'll be happy to answer their questions. But strongly encourage anybody to come out and give it a try and just check it out on a visitor pass.
All right. Well, how should people stay up to date on what's happening at the Y and maybe where they can find out where our list of all the programs are?
We have everything on our website and our app, so www.dmymca.org. All our schedules are on there, all the opportunities that we have. We are also in that window where we're changing seasonally. And so this time of year, moving into winter, is kind of our busy time. So we are also looking for staff to come on board and help us make sure that our lifeguard schedule is full, and we're looking for staff at the Welcome Center, Learn and Play area. So it's also a great opportunity to get an employment here.
Thanks to Heather Hewlin for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.